Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Weefall. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is meeting today at 9:30 a.m. in the Commission Hearing Room, 12th floor of the State Capitol, to hold an informal hearing on a cost of gas rate 88. This is case number PU08132. MDU has filed for application for a deviation of a gas standard of service. And first of all, I'll go to my fellow commissioners and see if they have any welcoming comments. Commissioner Clark?
No, just welcome. Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning and welcome.
All right. And then sitting in on the informal hearing today, we have staff with us today. We have Bill Binnick, Commission Counsel, and Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, Director of our Public Utilities Division. And we also have Tom Rafferty. And we also have with us today Rita Mulkern from Montana Dakota Utilities, who's going to explain the tariff change to us. All right. And so first we'll go to Rita. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. The filing we made requests a deviation from Section 2A of our Rate 88 tariff, and this is pursuant to North Dakota Rule Chapter 69-09-01-39. And Section 2A of Rate 88 tariff specifies that the cost of gas be implemented on a bills rendered basis each month on the 1st. And we're asking for deviation from that. In this instance, we're asking for the months of April, May, and June, that it be implemented instead on a service rendered basis. The reason we're asking for that change is that we're currently in the process of implementing the automated meter reading system, and we're rerouting some of our meter read cycles to make sure we can most efficiently use the AMR system. As a result, customers may be receiving bills that are include more days than usual, and also shorter days than their ordinary bill might be. For the month of April, we are going to see an increase in the cost of gas of 83 cents. And because of these longer bill that customers may get, they may be affected by that price change because of the longer meter read cycle for that month. Under a service bills rendered, all bills that are rendered on and after April 1 would be at the April cost of gas. Under service rendered, the customer's bill will be prorated according to the days he took service during that time period. For example, if a customer is billed on April 5th, they would have 5 days at April service, and if it was a 30-day bill and they were billed on April 5th, it would be 5 days at the April rate, 25 days at the March rate. How this affects a customer that may be billed, that maybe the customer regularly receives their bill at the end of the month, and it all is billed, for example, they would receive their bill at the end of March, all billed at the March rate. Because of the meter reading cycle changes, maybe for temporary, they would receive a 35-day bill at the beginning of April. And under the existing tariff, that would all be billed at the April rate. Under our proposal, that would end up being 5 days at the April rate and 30 days at the March rate. And the reason we're asking for this is that customer may be adversely affected by a longer or shorter meter reading cycle. So we're requesting, since the cost of gas adjustment is 83 cents, that's what would cause the adverse effect. If the rate didn't change, customers would not notice any difference. Under this, our proposal, we are asking it to be effective for the months of April, May, and June. And on the customer's bill, they will receive what they will see on the line is it will be the cost of gas line will be the average rate for the month. It'll be the blended rate of the number of days at, for example, if it the average for that time period. Customers will also receive a bill insert that will explain the proration and list what the rates are for the month.
Each month?
Each month that it's service rendered, that's correct.
What will that statement say?
The bill insert, is from another state, but it basically is the same language. It'll be a paragraph saying that it is implemented on a service rendered basis and your usage was prorated to reflect the rates in effect at the time you used the service. And any gas used before this date will be at this rate. Any gas used after this date will be at this rate. And it lists the current rates for the month. And a customer, if they save this bill insert, they would have the rates in effect, the rates each month. Most customers probably aren't interested in knowing all the details. If a customer is interested in knowing exactly, well, how much was at the old rate, or how much was at this rate, how much was this rate, they can call our customer call center and get it detailed information.
Does the billing, it tells right now on your bill what date your bill was last read and what date your bill was read recently, most recently, I believe.
So it tells the number of days.
Mm-hmm.
It was really high for 29 days.
Yes, it shows the number of days.
So, if it has the dates, but it has the days.
It has the number of days. And the bill specifies, you know, each element of the bill, the number of days at the basic service rate, because that's an amount per day. Mm-hmm. The decatherms at the distribution delivery charge, and then the same amount of decatherms at the cost of gas, and then during the winter months, the DDSM, distribution delivery, I can't remember the acronym right now, but the weather normalization.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. May I see the bill for just a moment? It seems to me that it does tell at the very top the date the bill was read.
You mean
the meter was read?
Yes, it does tell you when the meter reading date, and it tells you the number of days.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, do you have a sample bill there?
I haven't. I don't have a sample bill. I have
But I mean on an old, let's say an old customer's bill without any person's name on it. Do you have a bill that tells this one that you're reading from, Rita?
Yes, this is an actual bill.
All right, so. If you don't, do you want me to see that or not want me to see that?
I'll just fold over the name.
All right, that would be good.
And then.
Okay, so.
You won't get sued.
That's right. So it tells, for example, date, the reading date would be 228 on this particular bill, and it was 28 days. So if you'd saved your previous bill, you could know what date the meter had been read previously.
That's right.
Correct? So.
If you just subtract 28 from 2.
Yes, you'd know as well. All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Gallery over there. Yeah.
Thank you. So then you would be able to know on this date, for example, that it started on 2-1, right? And so all of your bill would have been read would have been in the month that it, one of those months that would be on the date, you'd be able to tell that would
right.
be. All right, and if this said, for example, 35 days and the reading date was 228, then you would know that there had been sometime in January as well that you would be having so many days. You would have 35 days, 7 days in the previous month, right?
That's right.
So a person could figure this out if they wanted to, and then see if there was, if they did their math and went through, they could figure out whether they were billed at the correct rate.
The whole notion that we have to explain it doesn't straighten anything out. It just further confuses people, because people are pretty used to going and buying something and paying the price it is at that moment as opposed to tomorrow's price. So, you know, this whole regime is confusing to most people if you know. A couple of things that come to mind, Rita, and obviously, and you've done a nice job of explaining it and appreciate it, and we've had the opportunity, of course, to talk about it previously. But the bottom line is that it seems to me that we need to do something to honor this, because otherwise you've got people paying April price for March use, which would be grossly unfair given the fact that it's 83 cents higher for April. And the other fact is, it'd be one thing if we were talking about a decrease, or even if we weren't talking about the transition from winter to spring. So you really have a colder month where you're paying for. At any rate, you understand all of that. Are you confident that the transition will be completed by the end of June?
The transition will not. What we have decided to do, and I alluded to it yesterday, but I think we decided that we will go to a service-rendered basis on an ongoing basis. Yeah. By asking for 90 days, it allows us enough time to make the tariff you know, request the tariff filing change, you know, make sure there's adequate notice time.
Right.
And to get it approved, and then we would go to that on an ongoing basis, a service rendered.
I thought you said yesterday that you didn't know if you were going to be doing that.
We've discussed it since yesterday internally.
So this is only for 3 months, so you would need to file something with us on a, for a permanent one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that would come in sooner rather than later?
That would come in sooner. We want to make sure we have adequate notice and so that there's plenty of time for
yes.
the commission to review it and get all the questions answered. So that's why we asked for the 90 days.
Okay.
Sounds like kind of a no-brainer as long as we can get the...
As long as the process is appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I did an email, but probably...
I did get it, and I appreciated it. Yeah. In fact, Ilana, why don't you have a microphone in front of you and explain the essence of that email so that...
Mm-hmm. Bill has blessed it, so it's okay. And when I realized Pat wasn't coming. But we talked about this yesterday, Pat and I and Rita, that it really is a change in the tariff, as we just discussed, and that normally takes a 30-day notice, but... MDU has asked for a sooner effective date, even though it's a temporary change, but an effective date earlier than 30 days from filing. And they have to show good cause. They show good cause, which you're talking about today. You can approve it with that change, temporary or permanent, but temporary this time, with that early effective date.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the procedure is pretty simple. And as I told Rita, wasn't that clear on the phone at the last minute the night before the meeting with Pat,
sure.
but
sure.
It's okay, I think. Send notice out on tariff filing.
Sure. And I think we've done the right thing. I mean, having the meeting yesterday, having the opportunity for us to kind of get our minds wrapped around it a little bit, Rita having the opportunity to go back and discuss a little more detail internally. And so I think all the we've done the best we can do,
That's
I guess.
Right. And I think also the fact that it's interim and it's only for 3 months, and then we have an opportunity and to really discuss it, make sure that we do all of the normal
right.
Normal notice that we would for a permanent tariff change, I think, is a good idea. So the good cause is the reasons that you enunciated mm-hmm. earlier. And, Rita, do you have anything you would like to add to good cause that you would want us to put in to our – but on a tariff change, they go into effect automatically unless the commission – or what action do we take on a tariff?
The automatic is if you have the 30-day notice, it would be April 10th, it'd be from today. So you need a special meeting to approve
okay.
that early effect between
okay.
now and April 1st or whatever
okay.
is the deadline. The paperwork for a special meeting, like the motion, is not ready at this
I
moment
understand.
In time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And what's the good cause, Rita, in your words?
I think the good cause is that there may be adverse effects on customers if we don't make this change, and we don't want to have those adverse effects.
And there are you don't see any adverse effects if we don't make the change, is that?
If we the gas price could go down, for example, in May.
Sure. Yeah. Going forward, we hope it does. In fact.
Mm-hmm. But then, even if that's the case, people are being billed at the precise rate.
Yeah, but that's not an adverse effect. I mean, they're just paying what they
would.
Right.
Paying for it.
That's right.
They're not getting the value of arbitrage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, because this is, at this point, it's a temporary situation with the changing of the meter cycles because of AMR. And normally, customers, pretty much their bills are, and it's approximately 30-day cycle, 30-day cycle, 30-day cycle. During this interim period, and it will go for longer than the 3 months, but customers may receive a bill for 20 days of service or a bill for 35 days of service or even 36 days of service. And this will alleviate any effects because of this transition period on customers.
Well, that is also a change from our rules, isn't it? I just need to be sure because I just read them and it says that customers will be billed on a 30-day basis unless there is, something or a waiver or something is given by the commission. I thought there was something in there that you're billed on a monthly basis.
The general rules, not the PGA rules. Just the general billing rules, is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't have memorized, but Tom might.
I think it gives some... leeway, though. Doesn't it say 30 days, but as close as possible or something?
Well, plus you have the tariff, approved tariff, that says what you're doing in the PGA. In existence today.
But this is different than the PGA issues. I just want to make sure that we check our rules about the billing, because generally we've had people are billed. We have a set time in there for how often people should be billed, just so that people aren't billed just at weird times up to the company's discretion. And so we know that this has come up sometimes with NSP. So I think there may be, but I just want to know what's in there about what the length of time is for billing cycles, because I think that's important also in this case.
Do you have it memorized?
No.
We have to look.
We can get the language to you. I'm pretty sure there's some leeway in there.
Okay.
Now, bottom line, you got to do what's right.
How soon can we have a motion with this little bit of research, so that we can have
probably
a special
by
meeting
by the end of the next working session, or, you know,
which is at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, with 10:30 or something.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go check right now.
Sure.
And
if that's all right with you. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's fine.
That's fine.
Well, and that's a regular scheduled meeting, so we don't need to notice that.
Not the work.
It's
session.
A work session.
Well,
special meeting.
In the normal course.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks. Stop drinking coffee now. I really am.
Jerry.
Right by it.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
The rebound.